Hello， 大家好 ，Welcome to today's family moment. I'm Jason.
How to show love? It was mom who held the family together.
Day and night, listen to your favorite, just my every moment.
Hello everyone, this is Haven. Today let's talk about health education. Health education is a profession of educating people about health. Areas within this profession encompass environmental health, physical health, social health, emotional health, intellectual health, and spiritual health.Health education can be defined as the principle by which individuals and groups of people learn to behave in a manner conducive to the promotion, maintenance, or restoration of health. However, as there are multiple definitions of health, there are also multiple definitions of health education.The Joint Committee on Health Education and Promotion Terminology of 2001 defined health education as any combination of planned learning experiences based on sound theories that provide individuals, groups, and communities the opportunity to acquire information and the skills needed to make quality health decisions. That's a hard one.The World Health Organization defined health education as comprising of consciously constructed opportunities for learning involving some form of communication designed to improve health literacy, including improving knowledge and developing life skills which are conducive to individual and community health.Role of health education teacher in primary school level. From the late 19th to the mid 20th century, the aim of public health was controlling the harm from infectious diseases, which were largely under control by the 1950s. By the mid 1970s, it was clear that reducing illness, deaths, and rising healthcare costs could bestbe achieved through a focus on health promotion and disease prevention. At the heart of the new approach was the role of a health educator. A health educator is a professionally prepared individual who serves in a variety of roles and is specifically trained to use appropriate educational strategies and methods to facilitate the development of policies, procedures,interventions and systems conducive to the health of individuals, groups, and communities. In January of 1978, the Road Delineation Project was put into place. In order to define the basic roles and responsibilities for the health educator, the result was a framework for the development of a competency-based curricula for entry-level health educator.A second result was a revised version of a competency-based framework for the professional development of certified health education specialists. This document outlined the seven areas of responsibilities which are shown. Motivation. Education for health begins with people.It helps to motivate them with whatever interests they may have in improving their living conditions. Its aim is to develop in them a sense of responsibility for health conditions for themselves, as individuals, as members of families, and as communities. In communicable disease control, health education commonly includes an appraisal of what is known by a population about a disease.An assessment of habits and attitudes of the people as they relate to spread and frequency of disease, and the presentation of specific means to remedy observed deficiencies. Health education is also an effective tool that helps improve health in developing nations. It not only teaches prevention and basic health knowledge, but also conditions ideas that reshape everyday habits of people with unhealthy lifestyles in developing countries. This type of conditioning not only affects the immediate recipients of such education, but also future generations will benefit from an improved and properly cultivated ideas about health that will eventually be ingrained with widely spread health education. Moreover, besides physical health prevention, health education can also provide more aid and help people deal healthier with situations of extreme stress, anxiety, depression, or other emotional disturbances to lessen the impact of this sort of mental and emotional constituents, which can consequently lead to detrimental physical effects. Credentialing is a process by which the qualifications of licensed professionals, organizational members, or an organization are determined by assessing the individual's or group background and legitimacy through a standardized process. Accreditation, licensure, or certification are all forms of credentialing. In 1978, Helen Clary, the president of the Society for Public Health Education, started the process of certification of health educators. Prior to this, there was no certification for individual health educators, with exception to the licensing for school health educators. The only accreditation available in this field was for school health and the public health professional preparation programs. Her initial response was to incorporate experts in the field and to promote funding for the process. The director, Thomas Hatch, became interested in the project. To ensure that it culminated between health educators across the spectrum of professions would be sufficient enough to create a set of standards, Dr. Clary spent a great amount of time to create the first conference called the Bethesda Conference. In attendance were interested professionals who covered the possibility of creating credentialing within the profession. With the success of the conference and the consensus that the standardization of the profession was vital, those who organized the conference created a national task force in the preparation and practice of health educators. Funding for this endeavor became available in January 1979, and the role delineation became a realistic vision for the future. They presented the framework for the system in 1981, published the entry-level criteria in 1983, 7 areas of responsibility, 29 areas of competence, and 79 sub-competencies were required of health education professionals for approximately 20 years for entry-level educators. Health education career opportunities. The terms public health educator, community health educator, or health educator are all used interchangeably to describe an individual who plans, implements, and evaluates health education and promotion programs. These individuals play a crucial role in many organizations in various settings to improve our nation's health. Just as a community health educator works work toward population health, a school health educator generally teaches in our schools. A community health educator is typically forced on the intermediate communities striving to serve the public. Health care settings. These include hospitals, medical care clinics, hot health agencies, HMOs, and PPOs. Here, a health educator teaches employees how to be healthy. Patient education positions are far and few between because insurance companies do not cover the costs. Public health agencies are official, tax-funded government agencies. They provide police protection, education systems, as well as clean air and water. Public health departments provide health services and are organized by city, country, state, or federal government. School health education involves all strategies, activities, and services offered by in or in association with schools that are designed to promote student physical, emotional, social development. School health involves teaching students about health and health-related behaviors. Curriculum and programs are based on the school's expectations and health. Independent, consultant, government contracting. International, national, regional, state, and local organizations contract with independent consultants for many reasons. They may be hired to assess individual and community needs for health education, plan, implement, administer, and evaluate health education strategies, conduct research, serve the health education resource person, and or communicate about and advocate for health and health education. Government contractors are often behind national health education programs, government reports, public information websites and telephone lines, media campaigns, conferences, and health education materials.